the Institute gets samples from different places. Professor Raisel, maybe get a sample. This looks like the sample from Bowler. They're a specialty steel manufacturer. They send us, they changed their process, and they made some steel, but they're not really sure what kind of steel they've made. And they send it to us, and we put it in the X-ray diffractometer, and we measure the top are some peaks that come out of the measurement, and then we compare these peaks with powder cell. And this is a powder cell calculation of what we think is up here in this material. And we think it's iron. It's all iron, but it's some of the iron atoms are arranged in an FCC pattern, and some of them are arranged in BCC pattern. And a curious thing about iron is that, you know it's a magnetic material, but it's only magnetic in the BCC structure. The FCC structure is non-magnetic. And sometimes you'll see that if you go someplace where there's big magnets, they will have a lot of non-magnetic steel. It says on the Dewars that's held for liquid helium for putting the helium into superconducting magnets to cool superconducting magnets with helium, there are big steel Dewars on them. They usually say non-magnetic because if you have a big magnet and these Dewars have hundreds of liters of helium and they're heavy, and they're on wheels, right? So if they're magnetic, you turn the magnet on, they roll across the room. And if you go to CERN, where there are really huge magnets, they have whole sets of tools because that are non-magnetic. That's this austenitic steel, the FCC form, so that the tools don't fly around in the magnetic fields. Okay, so this is what happens. You take the sample, and you do a scan like this, and you get some peaks. And then you can compare this to a database. And in the database, there are the diffraction peaks for many materials.